News release. Michigan House Republicans. State Rep-elect Parker Fairburn on Friday pledged his support for efforts to protect tipped wage workers and small businesses when he takes office next month. Outgoing House Democrat leadership stymied any legislative discussions to reinstate the tip credit, which provides a key source of income for workers notably in the service industry, and to make reasonable changes to the looming Earned Sick Time Act, which puts unrealistic mandates on local job providers. While these last few weeks have been anxiety-ridden for our restaurant workers and small business owners, I just keep telling people we're only a few weeks away from a House Republican majority and we will not leave our tip wage workers behind, said Fairburn, R. Harbor Springs. We've all seen how these last few months have gone. Just over a week ago, about 1,000 tip wage workers were in our state capitol demanding action to save their industry. House Democrats shut the door in their face. I'll work hard to open that door and make the changes necessary to protect tip wage earners and thousands of small businesses that provide their jobs. Fairburn has spent the weeks before Christmas speaking with restaurant workers and small business owners throughout northern Michigan and the eastern portion of the Upper Peninsula. His efforts were paired with other House Republicans throughout Michigan last week. Press conferences offering support to tipped wage workers and small businesses were held in Detroit, Kalamazoo, Lansing, and Midland. Republicans from Houghton to Downriver are united in our efforts to restore the tip credit and ensure that our small businesses aren't crippled by new burdensome and unrealistic mandates, Fairburn said. It's unfortunate to see this couldn't have gotten done before the new year. Because of inaction by current majority, there are a lot of restaurant workers who are going to spend the holidays filled with stress over whether they'll still have a job in a few months. While we aren't in charge yet, things will be different in 2025. I can promise you that. A recent survey by the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association found that if no action is taken, 66% of restaurant owners believe they will be forced to lay off employees, 20% will be forced to shut their doors, and more than 92% of restaurants will be forced to hike prices, with many anticipating increases of 20% to 25% by early 2025.